Countess Silvia was a gentlewoman capable of organizing the social and cultural events of the time. She possessed all the skills of the ladies who held 19th century salons, adept at the art of receiving and bringing together high society figures, without any show of ostentation and pretense, to regular gatherings in pleasant surroundings. Her cultural education and the human qualities she possessed enabled her to hold salons in the rather provincial setting that was Romagna of that era, giving them a touch of European finesse. Her mother, Countess Marina Sprea, had also held salons in Bassano and Florence, and Silvia received a warm welcome at the major society events in Rome, Venice, Bologna, and Naples. In 1933, the literary figure from Faenza, Antonio Zecchini, described one of Silvia's salons, highlighting her notable talent as a pianist.
For many years, the salon of Countess Silvia Baroni Semitecolo kept the intellectual spirit alive. This was particularly apparent in the musical evenings held at the Pasolini home, famous for their talent and fine taste in music. Countess Silvia, who had been a pupil of Bulow, student and interpreter of Franz Liszt, played to perfection the music her hands embraced. She always played from memory even the most difficult passages, drawing an ever more striking tide of poetry from the resounding ebony of her instrument. Antonio Zecchini continues, "On the evening of the 15th of November 1903 in Faenza, at a musical soiree attended by around 150 people, Carducci sensed the genius of Balilla Pratella from Lugo, province of Ravenna, during a performance of the symphonic poem for voice, violin and piano, inspired by the ode to the church of Polenta. Angelo Mazzini, the Nightingale of Romagna, was also an occasional guest at Countess Pasolini's salon, and one evening in 1905, he sang two arias from Mephistopheles by Arrigo Boito. Every year, Carducci was a welcome guest of the Pasolini family, sometimes in Faenza and Cesena, but most often at the villa in Lizzano. Other family friends came there often to pay their respects to Carducci, who at times, while suffering with his nerves, found these formalities tedious, becoming annoyed and avoiding them. The tenor, Alessandro Bonci, who was at the height of his fame, made repeated visits to the villa. Once, accompanied on the piano by Miss Maria Gelli, a delightful young lady not yet 18 years of age, and a pupil of Silvia, he sang La Donna è mobile, Woman is Fickle, from Verdi's Rigoletto, and the famous Sicilian air Tre giorni son che Nina, for 3 days Nina, by Pergolesi. The performance so moved Carducci that he wrote in the tenor's portfolio, Lizzano, the 21st of September 1904, the music of Pergolesi lives again in Bonci's voice.
Attendance on that occasion was the violinist Federico Sarti, professor at Bologna and teacher of the late lamented Pierino, with his pupil Antonietta Chialchia, Nazareno Trovanelli, editor of the Cesena newspaper Il Cittadino, the citizen, and dear friend of the Pasolinis, never missed an engagement, either official or private. Trovanelli then reported in his newspaper the events that had summoned so many illustrious people to the rolling hills of Cesena. For example, on the 17th of June, 1905, when Professor Vittorio Puntoni, rector of the University of Bologna, with Professor Giacomo Venezian, came to Lizzano to present Carducci with the gold medal awarded to him by the city of Trieste, in official recognition of the contribution made by his lyric poetry to Italian unification. A few days later, on the 29th of June, the Queen Mother Princess Margherita of Savoy was expected at Villa Silvia for a meeting with Carducci. Unfortunately, the engagement was cancelled due to a downpour that hit Ferrara, Forlì, and Ravenna, but the preparations for the visit lived on in an oval salon on the upper floor of the villa, whose walls had been painted with a whole host of marguerites. You can still read the words by Zecchini.
Carducci, who had entered the final stage of his glorious life and was racked by paralysis, gathered himself together, his whole face and his eyes aglow, a magnificent sun about to set in a dazzling blaze of colour.
Tenera foresta bianca cantava al sole in bianco.